This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Rob Ray joins Chauffeur Bulldog game days at 4. Howard and Jeremy welcome Marty Biron Thursday mornings at 7:30 on WGR Sports Radio 550.
And there they all are right there. What's in there? Sal Capaccio's in there. Jeremy White, Chauffeur the Bulldog. There's Alan Davis, John and Brian Cozio, Pat Malacaro. Whole crew is in there.
Really?
And you know what? Paul is the only one upstairs working. The rest of the guys are on vacation. Working nine to
I love that clip every time for lots of different reasons, especially like Rob saying, what's in there? I love Rob saying, what's in there? And also, we should probably at some point point out that like Rob is not on our show every game anymore. Like
at
for as many times
right.
as we've played that, like that's actually not correct. But anyway, yes, love you, Rob. Okay, Paul Hamilton now on the West Her Hotline. Boy, Paul, don't we sound sort of giddy here about the Sabres now and overall?
You guys are the only ones working today. I mean, with the team out of town and not practicing today, I've basically done a few shows and caught up on stuff around the house. And so you guys are the only ones working today.
Oh, my gosh, Paul.
I'm on vacation today.
Before we'll get to the team, are you a good worker around the house? Are you like somebody who's pretty self-motivated?
No.
Okay, good.
And what happens is I will get halfway through something and I'll start something else because I get bored. And then by the time I'm done, I've got 7 things started. And it tends to get, you know, it's hard to get one thing done doing it that way.
The fastest I ever move is if, like, I have something coming up, whether it's even a work shift or something, like an appointment on an off day that gets canceled. Is like, oh, great, beer. You know, like I'll just sprint or whatever. Like, just, and then, I don't know, it could be a nap. It could be just fantasy stuff. Just, I just can't wait to sort of basically waste that time. So today, this is why I say this. Today, my wife's work, she couldn't do her work. There was a thing and she could not do her work. And she's at the house and she's like, huh, this is weird. Like the kids are in school. And so what does she do? She comes up after like a few minutes. She comes upstairs. I'm upstairs doing nothing. She goes, "Do you have a surprise?" Right? She goes, "Do you have an old toothbrush?" I'm like, "Yeah," and she starts to scrub the doors of the cabinets, like the little creases and crevices on the doors of the.
My mother used to do that with a toothbrush.
And she's got the towel on the floor. And after like a few minutes, I come over and the towel is all dirty. She's like, "This was a clean towel 20 minutes ago, just scrubbing the doors." Like, I could live 50 lives and never even think of needing to do that.
Yeah, I live alone and I'm a guy, so needless to say, I have not gotten the toothbrush out yet since I've lived alone.
Needless to say is right. Oh my gosh, I'm just in awe of her. Like, just to think, you know, what could I be doing with my time right now? Why don't I scrub these cabinets? It's just the best.
I'm in awe of having old toothbrushes around. Like, I mean, good idea. I throw them away when I replace them, but it's good to have them for these sorts of jobs.
That's right. I do too, but I happen to have an extra one because of like taking some traveling, right? So I'll have the extra one is when I'm traveling, because I'll have a home toothbrush and then a road toothbrush. Is that normal? And so I decided to sacrifice the road toothbrush for this. The Sabres
have... That's normal. I have a road toothbrush.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right. The Sabres are winning all the time. We were talking about Victor Olofsson half an hour ago, scores the goal that stands as the winner last night. It's 10 goals in 12 games. What is Olofsson for you? Is he somebody who has kind of gotten back to a certain level, or was he always, or just what?
But there's been improvement in his game, too. He's not as big a reliability as he used to be. And it goes into his game now. You know, he's not playing on the outskirts. You know, and the one thing I've noticed is he's better on the forecheck. When he gets along the wall, he actually wins some battles and comes out with the puck and then gets some opportunities towards the net, either for himself or for his line mates, which is new. I mean, he didn't used to battle all that hard when it came to that kind of stuff. And a lot of times didn't even show up to the battle. So I think that's improved, and I think that's helped his point totals. Because now they get in there, they get more offensive zone time. I think Jost and Mittelstadt have all been better too. And now you have a better line that spends more time in the offensive zone than they were earlier in this season. So it's more than just scoring goals. I think his overall game has improved, which has helped him on this goal-scoring streak.
Look, that line isn't perfect. They're not bulletproof. No. But Jost, Paul, has really brought that group together. And I think we were together on Twitter, commenting with a few different people the other night, like about the, you know, roles on the team, even like moving forward. And like Jost is sort of, I think, in a spot where I think a lot of fans, and I would even include myself here, you eventually maybe see Krebs, right? Like Krebs is on a fourth line and Jost is on this line with two offensive players, and you might think, like, I don't know, that should probably be reversed, but it's all working, like, so I don't want to mess mm-hmm. with anything. I'm just going a long way to say Jost has really made a difference. Like, mm-hmm. for a waiver claim, I feel like he helped make, there's nothing against, like, the work those guys have done themselves, but like he's really helped make Mittelstadt and Olofsson into players who aren't liabilities 5-on-5.
Well, guys, don't forget it was reversed for a little bit, and it wasn't working. So then they flipped Jost and Krebs, and all of a sudden both lines worked. And you're right. I'd be shocked if that's going to be Krebs' line for his career. Mm-hmm. Right now it's working, but it'll change. I mean, whether it's this year or next year or at some point, I think it has helped Krebs immensely to learn how to play in the National Hockey League by playing with those two. And he, too, has improved his overall game by playing with those two, and that will help him as he goes to different lines. You know, you don't have to worry about him, you know, whether it's, you know, in the defensive zone, or, you know, whether it's going to be in the offensive zone. You know, I like the way he gets in on people and gets in the forecheck. And you know, you hear Rob all the time going, you know, Krebs got in a shoving match last night. He goes, look out. Krebs' name's getting right. around in the NHL. Oh, look
he's
out
become
for
likes
Krebs.
To fight guy. I don't know what. Did not have that on the bingo card, I'll tell you.
It's fun, though. Last night was really good. You know, that was a pretty impressive, thorough win. And Bulldog has this thing about how they hadn't won hardly at all season without scoring four goals, and now they've won three games like that in like a week.
Yeah, they have, and that, I mean, for anybody who didn't see the game, don't let the score fool you. The Sabres dominated.
Oh my God, they speed bagged that team.
Yeah,
I mean, they absolutely drummed them.
Yeah, again, even though there was maybe one goal, the power goal that Hullabuck might want back, he was making great saves just like he did in Buffalo. But the Sabres were using their speed. That's twice now the Sabres have dominated the Jets by using speed, and the Jets just can't handle it. And, you know, they really did in that game and probably easily could have had more than three goals than they had in that game. But, the Jets scored with the goalie pull twice, one a 6-on-4 on a power play and one a 6-on-5. It was basically, and what did they get, 21 shots the whole game? And I would say maybe five or six of them came in the last 3 minutes. So it was a pretty dominant effort by that Sabre team.
How about that, though? I mean, Winnipeg is 31-18 going into that game. You know, like that's second in the West.
Yeah. Yeah, this week they've gone into the number one and two teams in the West and beaten them both, Dallas and Winnipeg. Even though that's not bad.
That's not bad.
I mean, you know, and their road record is just, you know, obscene lately. I mean, they just 12-2-1 in their last 15 road games and 9-1-1 in their last 11. I mean, we couldn't say that back. I bet if you looked it up, you probably couldn't have said that in the French Connection years or even the Briere and Drury years where they're rolling around in a 12-2-1 on the road and 9-1-1 after 11. I don't know. It would be pretty tough.
Yeah, and there, and, you know, something else that stands out, I happen to come across, it's Michael Blake McCurdy. What is his site, Mike? Do you know it offhand?
No.
The hockey site? Okay. He's one of these analytics hockey sites that, like, tweets out the graphs and charts and all this stuff. Ineffective math. He had a chart with the goalies, and it's, like, goals saved above expected chart. And the high end of that chart, like, Ullmark is off all kind of by himself. Then there's a group of four guys that are just sort of nipping at Ullmark's heels, and the Sabres have beaten all four of those guys. It's Saros, it's Ottinger, Hellebuyck, and Sorokin. Like, they're not getting the backup goalies anymore, and they're still beating these teams. Like, they're potent. I mean, it's just another way to – I saw that. I was like, damn. Like, put a circle around those four goalies right there. Like, those are elite goalies in the league, and the Sabres have gotten them all in the last – I don't know. When was the Nashville game? That's the furthest one away. That was December sometime. Either way, they're really potent. It's not – there's nothing fluky about it is all I'm saying.
And can you imagine – he had a mask on, but the way he was standing there after they – scored that Thompson goal, and Hellebuck's basically on the way to the corner,
yeah.
And he's standing there looking up at the scoreboard. Can you imagine what the look on his face was after standing there? Because you could tell by the body language, I think, what the look on his face was. Just like, are you kidding me? type of a thing. And it was, I mean, how many times do you see the goaltender basically standing 5 feet from the net on his way to the corner as the goal is being scored?
It does not happen in the NHL. It just doesn't happen. That's what part of what makes that play so incredible to me is what, where the goal, you know, he's standing there with his hands at his sides as that puck hits the back of the net. Just
You do see it in 11U.
Yes. Yes,
you,
that's right.
You do see it in 11U.
Believe me, I saw it plenty in my day. My kid, too.
Well, Paul, the question continues. Well, I don't know. Sorry to be like that. I was going to say, the question is, like, are you surprised? We've talked all the time. This Sabre team is building. The winning is building. It's right on the cusp of a playoff spot now. Like, how good a story is this?
I can tell you what. I'm surprised at what I'm watching right now this week, especially yesterday. They are almost done with 13 games in 22 days. Yesterday was 7 games in 11 and 3-4 against a good team. So I'm thinking, all right, you can maybe find a way to win because they tend to do that sometimes, but it's not going to be easy. I mean, I could see them running out of gas. I did not see them at all run out of gas in that game. And I'm thinking, where are they getting this energy from? I know they're young, but because there are other times they don't. Now, part of it is I don't think they've practiced in 2 weeks. I mean, if it's an off day like today, they don't go on the ice because he wants them fresh for the games. That seems to be working very well. But there have been other games they've done that, and, you know, the third period it got a little dicey. And, you know, they in St. Louis it got a little dicey.
Yep.
I thought they were starting to run out of gas a little bit there. Not last night. They were – and I'm just thinking to myself, how are they doing this? I mean, and it's just amazing. So, yeah, they still do surprise me at times, and that's what surprised me last night.
Yeah, well, they have time off coming up. It's been busy. He might want to get practices in coming up. They have this game tomorrow at Minnesota. They are home to Carolina on Wednesday. Then they are off for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that they won't be able to practice, right? That's
right.
A bye, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, they'll be off Sunday, and then they'll get a couple of practices in before Carolina. And I believe somewhere around the 9th they'll come back and start practicing. You know, they have the All-Star break, and then they have their bye. So somewhere in that range, 8th, 9th, 10th, somewhere in there. They'll come back and start practicing. And they'll get a couple in, as I said, before the Carolina game.
Very good, Paul. Plans for the weekend? Since you won't be toothbrushing your cabinets?
Actually, Brian woke me up. I always am on top of this. I wasn't. I didn't realize Saturday's game is 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
I don't know when they changed that, because it's on my calendar. It's 8 o'clock, so it was changed at some point.
It's pay-per-view.
I missed the change. I'm thinking, Minnesota game at 9 o'clock? Why? I don't need a 9 o'clock game. I could have used it at 1 o'clock, maybe. That might have fit into my schedule, and then I could have gone and done something on Saturday. But, 9 o'clock didn't think was all that convenient.
All right, then you'll watch the football on Sunday, I assume.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch the football. I do, even though I can't get in on fantasy hockey, I do get in on playoff fantasy football, which is always fun. You get one guy from each playoff team.
Yes. Do you have you have a team that's still standing?
Well, I don't think I can make it. You know, we all have four guys left.
Right.
And but I think I'm too far behind.
Oh, because you pick exactly 14?
Like yeah, you one take from everybody? One guy from each team, so as your teams lose, you lose that player. So we all have four guys left.
Is your quarterback done?
You get four quarterbacks. Four quarterbacks, five running backs, five wide receivers.
I remember this thing.
I have Hurts, but most of the other guys have Hurts. I decided not to take Mahomes, but it's still not going to be – even like if Mahomes gets hurt, I would need McKinnon to get like 35 points in the next two games to even jump up into where the other people are, which I suppose is possible with his ankle.
Who was your biggest long shot play, if you remember?
I don't know. It was McKinnon. Do you think McKinnon taking McKinnon? I didn't take Kelsey, and I didn't take Mahomes. But McKinnon, if you look in the regular season for 9 weeks, there were weeks he was rolling up close to 30 points.
Oh, my gosh.
In a row.
He won in a row. He won my buddies $1 million. Like,
Really?
Late in the year. The game against Houston. Week 15.
You like that? Paul just casually drops in. He knows people who won $1 million playing. Yeah, hey, my buddies won $1 million because of McKinnon.
Yeah, it's not like 20 or 100. You know, it's
these
it's
guys
yeah.
ran so pure. They won the thing last year for $500,000, local guys. Yeah, I've mentioned this. And then this year, they got into week 15 where our playoffs start, and they were behind. So this is where these guys are really sharp. They play guys that on the basis of like no one else will, right? So not no one literally, but just like they have to be different because you're playing against a lot of teams that have some of the same players in this format, just like yours is. So they played McKinnon and Zay Jones, and McKinnon had three touchdowns against Houston, and Zay Jones had three touchdowns against Dallas, and they went right to first and then held on. Not bad, right?
Yeah, that's not bad at all. By not taking Mahomes, it allowed me to take Burrow, which hasn't been bad. So I have Burrow, Hurts, Kittle, and McKinnon. So I suppose if Mahomes gets hurt pretty quick in that game and they make it to the Super Bowl and McKinnon goes nuts, that's the only way I could pop up there. I had Ingram also from Jacksonville, who actually did pretty well for me. That was the other one that was a little bit off the beaten path for me. Brady. Okay. I took Brady. I thought they could beat Dallas, so I took him. That didn't work out.
Where do you guys want Brady next year? Like other than the Himalayas?
I don't think he should play. I think he was bad enough this year. I think if he keeps going, he's going to embarrass himself. I think he's done. I think he should be done. Don't take it any longer because I think you kind of embarrassed yourself this year, Tom Brady. Hmm. So I think it should end at the end of this year.
I want him in Vegas because that's where washed-up superstars go to, like, extend their careers to an extent anyway. I mean, I know there's lots of people who aren't washed up that perform there, but it just would sort of fit if he went there. And then, I don't know, maybe I don't want to say anything too graphic. Vegas makes perfect sense to me.
Do you think for sure he'll play?
I would bet on him playing.
Today.
I would bet on him playing.
So would I.
All right, just to be different, I'm going to bet that he doesn't.
Good luck. Unless you guys want to firm something up. I mean, I don't know.
give me odds, and yeah, we can
odds.
Firm something up.
There would be odds on this. Like, I don't even know what they would be. Like, is it likely he plays? I think it is.
Well, you've got a little time. You can give this some thought, and you know, we can develop something.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Take care, guys.
There you go. That's our man, Paul Hamilton, on our Wester Hotline. His reports here on WGR are brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
A look at the matchup, Chiefs-Bengals Sunday with Alex Gold out of Kansas City. He'll join us after sports. We don't have a bet this year because we don't have a Chiefs-Bills game, as it happens. That makes sense, right? I wonder if he has a bet with the Cincy guys. Anyway, I'm sure you care a lot about that. Alex Gold coming up as we continue on this Friday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.